seems to me this is where tremendous humility and honesty is really required as to what we actually are living in, the structures that we're actually living in, as possibly depressing as it may be, having come to this sublime place to realize that we do experience fear of that state that you're describing, that we're actually designed to think, to reflect on the past, to predict the future so that we will survive. When I'm walking my dog and I see that guy coming, I say, is that guy safe or not? Designed into us. And is it possible? Is there a mutation that's possible to live, as you're describing, where it can actually function, where we can actually live? Or is it, we hit this sublime place, we go, well, that's really great, and then we take that as a theory back to our life, where we live a fear-based life, with the philosophy, idea, spirituality of this holism.
Yeah.
So to me, this is the fundamental question, answered only in the living of it, either through some word choice or something clever like that. But this question of not accepting the theoretical as actual, in my actual life, in my mundane day-to-day, grinded-out life, is it possible to, or am I limited by biology, history, manhood, whatever, to this more primitive, fear-based, experiential idea that I'm running the show, but I know I'm not, but it's okay because it's safer to think that, and that whole thing. And with the idea of spirituality, by the way, just to add in there, but with that whole other instance. That's the question to me. It's like, does it live? Does it live like that?
Yeah.
Or is it only in groups for an hour and a half? Is that the only place this lives? So, how we find that out, I don't know. I mean, for me, this is the experiment that I'm in.